Hey everybody, this is a another recording of Deep Cuts with Frank and Maddie. I guess you don't really get the humor of why I'm of this yet. The humor is I already just recorded this episode about 30 seconds ago. I finished recording a whole hour worth of podcast. There was a lot. I started welling up towards the end because I started getting really passionate about what I was saying. But then I realized, I'm like, oh, I'm adding it to another episode. I better delete it off of there. And I did. And so I deleted the podcast. I deleted it. I deleted the whole episode. But it's okay. As they say in show business, the show will go on or shall go on. It's totally fine. It's completely fine. Here's the what I was talking about. Cultivating adult friendships. I think I talked about this a lot on the podcast. I don't have a friend group per se. I don't have any friends, and I'm not exaggerating. I don't have any friends. I don't have anybody to call on for help. I don't have anybody that will help me move a couch. I don't have any friends. I don't have anybody to hang out with. When I was a younger man, I'm still a young man. I'm not even 30 yet. I'm only 28. I just had my birthday. Happy birthday. Anyway, when I was a younger man in my early 20s, I had a friend who had a friend group. And he was my best friend, and I was his best friend. And then we used to hang out, and we used to go out with his friend group. And they would all hang out. We would all go to the park. We'd all play, like, volleyball and shit, play soccer, whatever. And they'd go work out, and they'd go to, like, fucking music festivals and shit like that. And I would just hang out with my friend of the friend group. And we would all hang out. We would go to parties. We would have parties. We would buy booze for them. We would go to Disneyland, all that shit. I had a falling out with my friend of the friend group, and in turn, I no longer had access to anybody in the friend group. Nobody. And then I didn't come to realize this, but I kind of, like, it was just kind of a realization I had. I had one friend that I could count on, and I couldn't count on him anymore. And then things changed, and him and I were no longer friends anymore. And I lost him, and then I lost a bunch of people. But it's fine because I didn't really care for those other people anyway. They were his friends, so. And so it was just kind of really, it just sucked. It sucked because for him and I, all I really wanted from my friend was, I'm sorry. And him and I could have moved on. Like, all he needed to do was say, like, I'm sorry. I'll give you the story, I guess. We were at this wedding, and he was getting really drunk and boisterous, and we were having a great time. We've been there for, like, we went to the wedding, we went to the ceremony, we were there for, like, a few, like 6 hours. It was getting late. We had another engagement on the same day. We had to go to a friend's birthday party, another friend, an actual friend I had. And I was like, hey, man, we got to go. We had a surprise party. We had to bail. And he's like, nah, man, I'm having a good time. I'm trying to fucking dance with this chick. And I'm like, come on, man. It's time to go, man. He was trying to get late at this wedding. And I'm like, dude, it's not going to happen. You're too drunk. Let's bail. And I'm like, he's like, nah, man, fuck you. I'm staying. And I'm like, dude. And I came to him and I said, I'm like, man, look, listen, after all this time, after all these years, I always had your back. Like, I literally said this. I couldn't fucking believe it. It was like a movie. I was like, dude, after all these years, I had your back. We've been friends all this time. I always look out for you, and you always prioritize your other friendships over me, man. And is this really one of those times? Is this really one of those things you want to do? You're going to do this. And he said, yes. And here's that bullshit thing that people are going to say. Like, he was drunk. How can you take his word for it? I'm like, and then other times when people are drunk, they're like, oh, you can't trust him. He was drunk. You got to take his word for it. And then people who do drink know, they're all like, I was drinking. I know what I'm doing. they can say that. So he knew what he was doing. Is he going to be one of those people? Are we going to be one of those people that say, oh, he was just drunk, he doesn't know what he was doing? Or are we going to be some of those people that were being like, when I'm drinking, I know exactly what I'm doing? So I go to the party and I tell people the story and they're like, well, is he coming then? I'm like, oh, you don't care about me that I'm here. I told them what happened and they didn't care. And I'm like, I don't know. And I just walked away from the conversation and I attended the rest of the party. And then he shows up later and then they're all, hey man, where you been? And he was like, well, fucking Frankie was supposed to bring me. I used to be Frankie at this time before I became Frank. He's like, fucking Frankie was supposed to bring me. And I'm like, well, why the fuck didn't you come when it was time to go? I was trying to fucking dance. Well, I don't give a fuck what you were trying to do. It was time to go then. He's like, well, fuck you, man. You ditched me. I'm like, no, you ditched me, motherfucker. I was trying to take you. You ditched me. You bitched out on me. I was trying to take you. And he's like, fuck you. And I'm like, you know what, man? Yeah, go fuck yourself. You're a fucking asshole. And then I left. I saw him two or three more times after that. We never brought it up. We never talked about it. And I was just like, you know what? If he's not going to be a fucking man enough to admit that he was wrong and that he fucked up and then apologize to me, then I don't want to be a fucking friend with this person anymore. And in turn, I stopped being friends with everybody in his friends group, and life moved on. People got married, and I just haven't seen any of them in... Well, I haven't seen my former best friend in like 2 years in person. And I haven't hung out with anybody in that group in probably about the same time. Because they weren't my friends. Like I said, they were not my friends. They were his friends. I think I said this in the old podcast, but I'm not sure. In the previous one, I think a couple times after that, a time later, him and I had lunch. And I was telling him, he was telling me about a story about his friends. I'm like, all right, man, that's cool, I guess. And he's like, what do you mean, I guess? And I'm like, oh, I'm like, well, dude, I'm like, I'm not friends with those guys. I don't really care. He's like, dude, you're friends with them. And I'm like, dude, I haven't talked to them in years. Number one. Number two, they don't text me. They don't call me. I'm like, I haven't seen them in forever, man. I'm like, what makes you think that we're friends? What gives you the impression that we are friends? And he was all like, he's just dumbfounded. He's like, I don't know, I guess. And I'm just like, yeah, man. I'm like, well, I'm not friends with them, and it's fine. And yeah, so a couple years after that, I attended a birthday party of his, and we hung out. Well, he was hanging out with his girlfriend. My girlfriend was working at the time, and I was trying to hang out with her. Or I was trying to hang out with him, and he was getting drunk, of course. He almost got in a fight, of course. Just very typical of my friend. He was almost getting in a fight, and I pulled him out of it, of course. Very typical of me. And I haven't seen him since. And even his siblings, when we're at the party, when we're hanging out, and he was all like... And they're all like, hey, Frank, it's good to see you. And I'm like, yeah, good to see you guys too. And they're all like, it's been a while. And I'm like, I know. It's really good to see you, though. I was like, it's really good to see you. They're all like, they said this to me. They're like, I don't know if it's going to work out with him and his girl. And I'm like, I don't know her, so I couldn't tell you. And then, I was sitting at the end of the table. All of his friends were sitting up there with him. I was sitting with his siblings, which was fucked up. And I was sitting with his siblings, and they're all like, one of his siblings was all like, yeah, man, he's like, he's being kind of an asshole letting us sit down here. He's like, don't you think? And I'm like, well, I don't know, man. I'm sitting down here with you, so I wouldn't know. And he was all like, come on, he's being an asshole. I'm like, dude, I'm not going to fucking disparage my fucking friend because... because you want me to say he's being an asshole. I'm like, I would prefer to be closer to my friend at his birthday party, but this fucking is fine. This is fine. And I'm not going to disparage him. You know, he lived his life. I live mine. And if there's two things you got to take from this, it's this. Adult friendships, number one, very hard. Very difficult to maintain. Very hard to cultivate. Very hard to maintain. A bunch of things, right? And the second thing is, in any relationship, don't hold on too tightly. Because I've killed more relationships than I have had them. Back when I was single and I was trying to date, I found it very hard to do that because I would want to commit. I would hold on too tightly. I would want to be with them. I was sure. And then when other people were unsure, I was sure at the time. And they were just like, yeah, you're being fucking a clingy weirdo. And I was very much so being a very clingy weirdo. And then I guess that's kind of what happened with my friendship. I just get too clingy and I'm too much of a weirdo. And me trying to cultivate friendships you know what it is? I lost my, now I don't have any standard now. I don't have any expectations for people. Like, because people will let you down. Oh, more often than not. They will. I guess it's kind of a cynical approach to it. It's kind of a cynical thought. Like thinking, hey, you know, you can't. What's the point of being friends with somebody? They're just going to let you down. But they have, in my experience. And what's the point of... I guess it's kind of the same thing with relationships too. I drop my expectations and then people liking me or being nice to me. And then I met Maddie and she, I'm like, hey, take it easy. Like, I don't know. I kept trying to push her away. And then she revealed herself to be a great person. And I loved her a lot. And she turned out to be the most reliable person in my life and the kindest person that I've ever met. And I miss her tremendously working with me on this thing. And we all hope that she will come back soon. And if you want her to come back soon, DM her at Maddie Ibarra on Instagram or Madison Ibarra. It's probably Maddie Ibarra. If you find a picture of me on there at Frank and Ahosa, then it's probably me. And I'm at Frank and Ahosa on Twitter as well. But two things you should take away from this podcast. Adult friendships, making them are weird. Keeping them is hard for me. And if it's hard for you, I guess you understand. You get it. You're one of the people, too, that it's hard to maintain friendships. And you get it. It's just, it's because it's trying to find common ground and common interests in somebody is really hard because everybody thinks you're trying, either everybody thinks when you're trying to make friendships with somebody, you're trying to fuck them. Or at least they thought that in my case. They kept thinking that I wanted to fuck them. Like I was trying to, I was just, a few years ago, I was hanging out with my friends. We were made possibly or probably not partaking in marijuana. All right. And this friend of mine that I was trying to make friends with, she was a nice lady. We would smoke weed together and we would just talk about life and like relationships and stuff like that. And I was just trying to make friends. And then people that I did once again invited into my friend group and I considered them friends and nice people. Like they were warning this girl being like, hey, this guy's clingy weirdo, which I was. And he was probably going to try and fuck you, which I was not. And, that's why she stopped hanging out with me because, she heard from secondhandedly that I was a clingy weirdo that was probably gonna try and fuck her. So I guess three things you can take away from this podcast, make your own judgment of people. Adult friendships are weird and, make your own decisions and, take care of the people that you trust in your life. Like they are the people that you think are serving you well, they very well may be, but listen to the other people in your life because they will tell you. Like listen to other people in your life because if you tell them stories about your friendships, they will tell you if people are trustworthy or not. Example, like my mom He's told me, like, she's met a few people that I consider friends, and she's been like, yeah, this guy's a fucking asshole. And I, like, yeah, but people, your parents will smoke out people, and they'll tell you people are assholes if you listen to them. Maddie has told me this as well. She's been like, hey, like, this guy's an asshole, don't be friends with him. And sure enough, they were right. Other times she's had bad calls. That's not foolproof. I'm just saying, like, listen to the people that you have in your life. Use your best judgment. If you have bad judgment, you're probably fucked. You're probably fucked. Me, I had bad judgment. I was fucked. And then I kind of let life wash over me, and I let kind of the universe save me. I had to put my hands up in the sky and just be like, you know what? I give up. And giving up wasn't technically the end for me. I came to find out giving up was the beginning of a new life for me. Like 3 years ago, I gave up on life. I wasn't going to, you know, hurt myself, never hurt yourself. But I gave up on making friendships with people. I gave up on people. I abandoned all the people in my life, and I gave up on trying to find a relationship. And sure enough, it found me. Everything found me. I'm not saying waiting around is gonna save you, but I will say this. I will say that sometimes the only way to save yourself from certain doom, danger, anything, what have you, is nothing. So, I guess another message to take away from this would be, like, sometimes nothing is the best answer. So, cultivating adult friendships is weird. Trust the people in your life. And brush your teeth at least twice a day. Man, it's starting to turn into like a PBS special, man. It's starting to turn into Mr. Rogers up in this bitch. I'm sorry if this is like not very interesting on the, for a Christmas episode, probably should be something more light or something with more levity, but this is how I'm feeling right now. This is the mode I'm in. Maybe it's because Maddie's at work. And I have Thursdays and Wednesdays off, so it's up to me to kind of like fill up my own time, like with Nerf and other bullshit. Yeah, I forgot that I mentioned that in the last podcast. I'm a hobbyist. My hobby is flinging foam and playing with Nerf guns. And I lose all credibility for anything I've said by mentioning that that you're like, hey, sometimes nothing's the best answer. And then meanwhile, this guy's going, he's going to play with fucking Nerf? We can't trust him. But like, don't judge people for their hobbies, except if they like to go shooting, then they're sociopaths, you know, shooting regular guns. Foam is not a big deal because it's fun. Nobody gets hurt. Nobody can get hurt unless you hit somebody in the eye, then somebody gets hurt. But yeah, nobody will get hurt. But yeah, if people like to go shooting, oh, you're a fucking kind of a weird creep. If you like shooting a gun, if you like going hunting, you're kind of a weirdo. And, yeah, I guess that's probably where we should leave it for last time. I think I had a lot more to say last time, but, I think it was because I was talking about Judaism for a bit and how it's a very welcoming and warm, religion. And, check it out. It's pretty tight. It's like, it's a religion based more on, community than it is more so on the focus of God. Cause I don't even know. I don't know if I believe in God. I think I'm more spiritual than anything. So, another thing to take away is that, Judaism is pretty tight. Nerf's awesome. adult friendships are weird. And that's where I'll leave for the day, you guys. This has been, Deep Cuts with, Frank and Maddie. Maddie is not with us right now, but she will be with us again, one day. And I hope you guys had a great time. I sure did. While I was recording this podcast for the second time, mind you, I was watching Home Alone 2, and I've been getting kind of, a kick out of it. It's a great, great holiday movie. If you haven't seen it, definitely go check it out. So that's it for the day, you guys. At Deep Cuts with Frank Inahosa and Maddie Ibarra. Peace out.